USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House is nearing a vote on President Biden's nearly $2 trillion social spending plan. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the bill will help working families. If it passes the House, it will then go to the Senate, where she says big changes could be made.
The Senate will act its will on it, but whatever it is, it will still be transformative and historic.
The bill doesn't have any support from House Republicans. The jury in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin, is continuing. The teenager is accused of shooting three people and killing two of them during police protests last year. Earlier in the day, the judge banned a news network from the courtroom. A man who claimed to be an MSNBC producer was stopped by police the night before after he was allegedly following the jury bus. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
A mother is mourning the loss of her son in Afghanistan.
Gold Star mother Paula Kanas Self, mother of Ryan Kanas, killed in Afghanistan during the disastrous withdrawal in Kabul. Paula was a guest on Fox Nation Patriot Awards Wednesday evening and demands accountability from the Biden administration.
The politics that was part of this was not military strategy in Kabul. And so this is a valuable member of our society who not just gave it all, the 12 others that gave it all of our families. We are deeply hurt that our president and the administration has not come forth to say who is responsible for our children's deaths.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden said he was mulling a potential diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. Biden floated the possibility of a boycott of the Olympics as members of Congress have called for the administration to use the Games as an opportunity to send a message to China over its human rights violations. He said he was considering it after holding a bilateral meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. State Department spokesman Ned Price said in April that the prospect of a joint boycott of the Beijing Olympics is something we would certainly wish to discuss with other nations. An official with the administration said that Biden isn't expected to attend the Olympics and that while he hasn't signed off on preventing government officials from attending, the administration was leaning toward a boycott. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the topic was not brought up during Biden's virtual summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping last Monday night. In February, a group of three congressmen introduced a resolution calling for a U.S. boycott of the Games. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Mitt Romney called for an economic boycott in which the U.S. companies would not sponsor any Olympic activities and U.S. spectators would not be able to attend. Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas called on the Biden administration to mount a full boycott of the Games. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.